Last week, the Federal Communications Commission significantly raised the bar on what constitutes high-speed broadband internet. That's creating an even greater challenge to getting broadband to Vermont's rural customers. VPR's Steve Zind explains.
The old definition of broadband set a standard of 4.1. That means download speeds of 4 megabits per second and upload speeds of 1 megabit. The standard approved last week by the FCC is a significant jump to speeds of 25 megabits down and 3 up. Vermont Telecommunications Director Jim Porter says about 70% of Vermont addresses have speeds that already meet the new standard. They're customers of cable companies and fiber-to-home providers. Many of the remaining 30% with speeds below the new standard are customers of Fairpoint Communications, which provides DSL service in the state's most rural areas. Porter says DSL technology falls short of the new definition of broadband.
Interestingly, I think 25.3 effectively takes DSL out of being classified as broadband.
Porter says as the standard climbs, the expense of meeting it goes up as well. And if DSL is no longer considered broadband, then the cost really takes off.
It'll probably be about 50% more expensive to provide 10.1 than 4.1. And so when you move that speed to 25.3, you're really in a whole new ballgame.
The reality is that about 20% of Vermont addresses don't even have service that meets the old standard. This week, the Department of Public Service began soliciting applications from broadband providers for roughly $1 million raised from the state Universal Service Fund charge, tacked onto telephone bills and telecommunications services. By law, the money must be used to achieve broadband speeds of at least 4.1 to underserved addresses, although Porter says proposals to provide higher speeds are given added weight. Where the money will come from for the new, more robust federal definition of broadband is a big question. Last week's decision by the FCC could be followed by an even more momentous one later this month. There are indications the commission will move to reclassify internet service in a way that would allow states to regulate it similar to a public utility. If that happens, Porter says such a change could create a new source of funding for broadband improvements.
One of the new things that I think would come along with that would be the ability to assess a fee, the universal service fee, on broadband services. And so if that happened, then I think the money might be there to fund these higher speeds.
Last year, the legislature set a long-term goal of universal 100 megabits per second speeds by 2024, which would essentially require a statewide fiber-to-home network. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.